You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It was just World Art Day, Tony. What's your favorite work of art?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. My back tattoo of Joe Buck riding a serpent.
Yeah, that's my favorite one of yours too. Why don't you take your phone out and have that so the camera can get a good picture of that before we start the show? I think
so.
People
I will
love
tell you
to see
honestly,
that.
My favorite work of art, and when I saw this, I thought of it, is Art Garfunkel. I loved Simon and Garfunkel when they sang together. I thought he had
Bridge
the most beautiful
waters.
Voice I'd ever heard.
Bridge Over Troubled Love. Waters, one of my favorite all-time songs. All
tremendous.
Time.
Tremendous vocal. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Washington football team considers its name. Anthony Davis nears a return, and Dwayne Wade buys into the Jazz. But we begin today with what looks like baseball's next great rivalry, San Diego and the Dodgers. They open a three-game series tonight in San Diego, and Fernando Tatis Jr. is expected to come off the injured list and may well play. Wilbon, do you see this as the rivalry we thought it could be, or are the Dodgers already on another level?
Tony, nobody's on another level midway through April. And I know I've been hearing people, you know, say, well, I think it was Buster Olney, who certainly is a historian of the game, too, saying that this Dodgers team could be the greatest team of all time. And part of me wants to say, what? And then I realize it's Buster Olney. He's got some credibility there.
Yeah.
But it's the middle of April. Let's see the thing play out. Let's see all seasons play out 2 weeks into the season. You get injuries. You have underperformance. You have overperformance. You have people come out of nowhere. You have people who retire because they can't hack it anymore. You have all sorts of things. That's why you have a season. And baseball is the longest and in some ways most unpredictable season, Tony, because it's just a marathon. So, yes, I can't wait for these games. They play each other 7 times, I think, in the next 10 days. I want to see Dodgers Padres, I don't care about the I-95 corridor. I don't even care about my Central Division teams. I want to see this, and whether it's a rivalry or not will be determined starting now.
Yeah, so I'm glad you don't care about the I-95 corridor.
I don't.
Which has absolutely nothing to do with this whatsoever.
Good.
In terms of the Dodgers, I do think the Dodgers are on another level. I think they've been on another level for about 3 or 4 years. I think they're the best team in baseball, but, you know, there are years when Boston and the Yankees are separated by 20 games, and their games against each other are blood rivalry games. This is true for the Cubs and the Cardinals as well. So if the Padres are a good team, that rivalry could supplant the Dodgers and the Giants, especially because of the physical proximity between San Diego and Los Angeles. What amazes me about this story is Tatis, that he might be ready to play. Mike,
love
the last
that.
Time we saw him, he was laying on home plate in agony because he ripped his shoulder out of its socket. And the next day, we went on television and wondered if he'd play all year.
Yeah.
So for him to come back indicates to me that he really wants to play against the Dodgers and the San Diego team and ownership wants him to play against the Dodgers. There's no love lost there. I'm going to give a shout out to John Boy for what I saw today between Manny Machado and the Dodgers. They hate each other. They hate
each other.
And
don't
Machado
like
played
that?
There for a while. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I can't wait for it, Tony. It's good. And to have a Padres new blood and all these talented guys and Tatis,
yep.
Who, yes, we thought it'd be months, not a few days. Reminds me of Reggie White, the great
yes.
Reggie White, when he had like a knee surgery on a Tuesday. And they said, oh, he'll be out a few weeks. And like on Friday, he was taking reps with the first team. I love guys like that in these days of, you know, sort of planned rest. Can't wait for this
yes.
series. The Washington football team. See, we wandered back to I-95 anyway. Is deciding
Thank
whether
you.
Its placeholder name should be permanent. The team sent out an email to season ticket holders asking for input on more than 30 possible new names, including, get these, Tone, the Armada, the Belters, Red Wolves, Wild Hogs, all remarkably stupid. Tone, do you see any suggested name that you prefer to Washington football team?
So I'm going to the glasses and to the notes because I paid attention to all of the names as they were read to me earlier in the day. Most of them are military nicknames, which you would expect in a capital city, you know, where the president is the head of the military. Warriors, commanders, brigada. Armada makes no sense at all, Mike, because there's no water around Washington.
No water.
Ships don't come in and out of Washington. It's not a seaport.
The
they have icons
is in
and
there.
Beacons. It's stupid. Yeah. There's one I love, the Demon Cats. I love that. I don't know what it means because it has D.C. in it. But I would point out to people watching that the team, you know, practices in Virginia. Its offices are in Virginia. It plays in Maryland. It never enters D.C. It's got nothing to do with D.C. I get the Hogs references. The last time they were good, 40 years ago, that was their offensive line.
Nobody
else knows
that, though.
I love Wayfarers. Love Wayfarers because it's a Don Henley song, Boys of Summer. Maybe he'll sing the anthem. But the worst is the Razorbacks. What is that doing there? That's the University of Arkansas. Why don't you say the Blue Devils or the Longhorns? That's so incredibly stupid at this
point. They're all stupid. Let's face it. They're all stupid.
And they have Royals and Monarchs. We left England to get away from a monarchy. What are you doing? So,
listen,
go ahead.
Listen. The marketing people, as you know, who I think should be put on a fleet and we can find some water and just send them out. All right. The marketing people rule these discussions. They are the ones that convince people to send out these stupid emails. Washington football team. I told you day one, they're going to wind up with this if they're smart. And by the way, there's another couple in it, the Capital football team. I'm okay with some iteration of that, Tony. But this is where it ought to be. People like it. It's natural. It's different. It taps into the future of the youngsters you hate as much as I do. And their soccer leanings. These are smart names. Washington football team. Do it. Get it over. Market the colors. You can do all the same stuff and expand on it. Tell the marketing people to sit down at their desks, stop sending out emails, shut down their computers, and get them to work on what they've got in front of them with the football team. I rest my case.
So I know I'm speaking for you when I say this. The Washington team has gotten almost nothing right in the last 20 years. By
That's
accident,
right.
They got this right. This is the right nickname. The logo
yes.
is tremendous. This is
it
what
is.
They should stay with,
just
you know,
do it.
And stop. There was a nickname for 60 years. We can't use it anymore.
Can't use it.
You don't have to replace it. Leave it as the Washington football team.
The
Love
president,
it.
Tony, of that organization, Jason Wright, a Wildcat, a Northwestern guy, a smart guy. Do the smart thing. Throw these people
Let's
out
see.
Of your office. Navigate it with your owner, who's going to be the tough sell because he probably wants Red Wolves, and get to the business of Washington football team.
The Vancouver Canucks were scheduled to play tonight for the first time in 3 weeks, but their game has been postponed due to continuing virus protocol. Now they are scheduled for Sunday, and the NHL wants the Canucks to play the full season. If they start Sunday and play through, Vancouver will play 19 games in 29 days. They're now in sixth place in the Canadian division, 10 points out of the playoffs. Wilbon, is it important for the NHL to make the Canucks finish their season?
Yeah, Tony, you know, normally I'd go a different way than I'm going to go on this now. And I'd say, no, it's not important, but it is because of the other teams and what their point totals are going to be and what their win totals are going to be. And, Nate, you know what? Sometimes you need to play the homecoming opponent. That happens in every sport. It has got a division and a team. And you know what? You're waiting to beat up on them so you can help make your season better. So you can climb the standings because those 2 points, or if you play them twice, those 4 points matter in whatever those games,
That's
the
right.
19 games. So
That's
yes,
right.
yes, yes, it's important as you look to seed and position the other teams in that Canadian division. It's stacked. So you've got to have the homecoming opponent, which is the Vancouver Canucks this year. You got to have them on your schedule, Tone. So yeah, they got to finish.
So I want to preface this by saying the most important thing is health. You have to make sure that you are medically cleared to play. And with roster flexibility, you have enough people to play that amount of games in that short amount of time. And you have to have the willingness of the team members to play. And a lot of those guys were really sick. And I don't know how willing and eager they are to play. But if you have that, I agree with you 100%. For the integrity of the playoffs, you have to finish the season. You can't
Yes.
cut it short. Other teams are involved. And by the way, if Vancouver were to make the playoffs in the way that the Miami Marlins did in baseball, it would be a great story. And
Would
everybody
be.
Would root for them. I mean, that's what you're looking for. I understand it's a hardship, but with roster flexibility, you can do it. Now, there is a drop-dead date. If they haven't played at all by May 1st, Mike, you got it. It's over. You know, it's over. You're not going to be able to do it. You can't stretch. You know, you have to put a drop-dead date.
You got to assign forfeits then.
That's right. But if the players are healthy and if they are willing to play this, play it. You know, play every game that you're supposed to play at that point. Don't we're agreed on that.
Well, if you have minor leaguers who have to come up and put on the jersey,
do it,
Tony. And assigning forfeits means an actual L has to take place, a W to the team that was not able to play. Because again, you've got to have the integrity of the standings, the seeding as you as you go into the playoffs. There's no way around that portion of it.
And by the way,
I hope they're well enough to play and make a charge. It'd be fun.
Yes. It's not just wins and losses in hockey. There are overtime games. There's different amount of points. It's different. It's not baseball with W's and L's. Let's take a break. But coming up, Anthony Davis is close to returning. Will the Lakers be able to rely on him the rest of the way?
And how will Dwayne Wade's ownership stake in the Jazz affect his relationship with the Miami Heat?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Toyota.
And welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline, which knows you can't spell psychic without the word chic. Do I make myself clear? Hark, I sense the first call.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Mike. This is Nate calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. Question. Do you think the Lakers will be able to rely on Anthony Davis for the rest of the season?
In a word, no, I don't. And this is coming up because Davis has been cleared medically for full contact practice, and he's expected to come back. They play Utah tomorrow night, Utah again on Monday. You can expect to see him there. Look, they need him. I think they're 13-15 without him, Mike, but let's look at his history. Do I trust his availability for the rest of the season? He misses like 15 or 20 games a season. With the Lakers, he's only played 85 out of 127. What I'm hoping for is they finish eighth, then they win the play-in game, and they get the seventh seed, and then they knock out your Suns. I live for that in the first round.
I know, because the Suns have made you look foolish, much like that turban you're wearing all season, for not being 2 years away from 2 years away. So Anthony Davis will be reliable. He will be there to be counted on these 16 final games of the regular season. You know what else, Tony? When LeBron comes back, maybe they get 12 games together for the Lakers, 10 to. They got to win like 8 out of 10 or 9 of 12. Otherwise, they could wind up, not will, could wind up in that sort of that play-in situation that you don't want to be in, because the West is too strong. It's too strong to play extra games, particularly when you're coming back and you're trying to stay healthy. It's not just about getting them in the lineup. It's about keeping him and LeBron in the lineup. So, yes, Anthony Davis, I think, will be there when the bell rings, and he'll stay there.
Next.
Hi, Tony and Mike. Do you see Dwayne Wade's ownership with the Jazz hurting his relationship with the Heat?
No, I don't. I don't. And I understand that Mickey Arison, the owner of the Heat, was disappointed that Dwayne Wade bought an undisclosed piece of Utah because he wanted him with Miami, and he'll always consider him a member of the Miami Heat. But he's also said good luck. And I, you know, this is business. I think people understand that. I think more than hurting his relationship with the Heat is going to help his relationship with the Jazz, particularly if he chose to live there and might influence people to become free agents there. I mean, I think it's always good when somebody who was a player buys into something like this and wants to stay in basketball in an ownership position. That's a good thing. I think this is a good story, don't you?
Yeah, Tony, a good story, a big story, a complex story. I mean, Dwayne Wade and Alonzo Mourning, they're the greatest players in Heat history. Yes, I know Shaq won a championship. I know LeBron won a cup. Dwayne Wade, Alonzo Mourning, that's the deal with the Heat. And so Mickey Arison did want them to stay there. He's one of the great owners in the league. And I understand personally it's kind of hurts him because he wanted to. He tried to recruit him. He wanted to open this up so Dwayne Wade could be there. But Wade's a businessman. And Wade clearly got a great offer from the Utah Jazz, the owner of which he's become pretty tight with. And Dwayne Wade is looking, saying, okay, yes, my heart has been in Miami, but it gets to move. I mean, Michael Jordan is the face still of the Chicago Bulls, but he owns the team in Charlotte. And I understand this for Dwayne Wade. I applaud it. I feel a little bit for Mickey and the people of Miami who love Dwayne Wade. I mean, he's up there with Dan Marino and Alonzo Mourning as the faces of sports in the last, 30, 40 years in Miami. I get it. But this opportunity, and particularly for an African-American man to be in this position, to be courted by two teams in the NBA, when people wonder about the popularity of the NBA with African-American fans and they see this opportunity that they don't see in any other league, applause for the Utah Jazz and for Dwayne Wade.
I think Shaq owns a piece of Sacramento and Grant Hill a piece of Atlanta. It's good. The phone lines are closed now. Let's take one last break, but in our future, I see us discussing Trey Mancini getting charged with an error for a glove malfunction.
And that's better than a wardrobe malfunction, though. Vlad Jr.'s off to a scorching start, Tony. Is it going to last?
Well, he lost 40 pounds.
Mentioned
made him a better
Hill
player.
And Shaq and some other guys
made
who
him
do
a better
have
player.
A piece.
Yeah.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Aaron Rodgers has a piece of it.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Happy time, people. Happy 69th birthday, Bill Belichick. The number one storyline of this most recent NFL season will be exactly the same in this coming season. Who's winning, Brady or Belichick? So far, it's Brady. Belichick's 7-9 record was his first losing season since his first season in New England in 2000. Now people look at Belichick spending wildly in free agency and they wonder if this won't be the Empire Strikes Back. If Belichick gets a quarterback, maybe it will. There's no arguing that Belichick is the greatest coach in football, maybe ever. So let's revisit how he got here. After going 36-44 in Cleveland, Belichick became defensive coordinator of the Jets. And he was named Jets head coach in 2000. But at what was billed as an introductory press conference, Belichick wrote on a napkin, and I quote, "I am no longer HC of the NYJ," unquote. 3 weeks later, he was introduced as HC of the Patriots.
Tony, are you going to cash out having won your big bet from last season? You took Brady, I took Belichick. Or are you ready to double down? Because I think this is going to be the revenge of Belichick. I really do. So you're going to cash out or you're going to go again?
No, We'll go all one right. more time.
I respect that. I yes. respect that. Thank you
yeah,
very
we'll
much.
Yeah, we'll go one more time. Absolutely. Happy anniversary, Russell Wilson. On this day 2 years ago, on the strength of two Super Bowl appearances and an uncanny evadability, Wilson became the highest paid player in NFL history after signing an extension with Seattle for 4 years and $140 million. Recently, it seemed like Wilson was trying to get out of Seattle, even giving the Seahawks four teams he'd happily play for. He trashed his offensive linemen all across the country and basically said Pete Carroll knows nothing about offense. Wilson is getting sacked a whole lot more than he used to, and let Russ cook. That did not work in the second half of last season. But had the Seahawks been willing to trade Wilson, there would have been a line around the block of suitors. He is no longer the highest paid player. Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson now make more money.
Of course, Tony, I wanted my team to push its way to the front of that line and get Russell Wilson, which of course didn't happen. Wasn't gonna happen. But Tony, here's the thing. He has been sacked too much. He is not the athlete he was, you know, 6, 8 years ago, because he's getting caught all the time now with guys with 50 numbers on their jerseys as he tries to burst through the line. That is the quickest way you can see it without a stopwatch. Get people off of Russell Wilson. Get some offensive linemen. Let him cook again.
Happy trails to Trey Mancini's glove. Watches Michael Franco of the Orioles makes an outstanding play at third and throws across the infield to Trey Mancini at first in the second game of yesterday's doubleheader versus the Mariners. The throw is perfect. The problem is the ball bursts through the webbing of Mancini's glove. The Seattle runner is safe. Mancini is disgusted. He throws the glove into the dugout. To add insult to injury, Mancini is charged with an error. This is a manufacturer's error, not a Mancini error.
No, Tony, you, the player, have to be responsible for your own equipment. But this is a Little League moment. That's the last time I've seen something like that happen. Some Little League game, either one that my son was in or I might have been in myself. I feel for him, but error is, you know, it's defensible.
One omission, Donovan Mitchell sprained his ankle in this afternoon's game against the Pacers. Ugh. X-rays were negative, Ugh. But he will have an MRI tonight.
No more injuries. Jeez.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Vlad Jr. of the Blue Jays is 15 of his last 31. Is that a hot start or something more?
31 in a 162-game season is a start, a hot one, but let's not get crazy. Evan Mobley of USC is going into the NBA draft. Is that a good call, Tony?
Let me go back to Vlad for a second, okay? His OPS is 1,200, which I believe is illegal. Is this a good call? Yeah, he's ready to go. Yeah, sure, of course, he's ready to go. Chris Paul has 40 assists and one turnover in his last four wow. games. Your thoughts?
That's impossible, first of all. Secondly, he's as important, as valuable to his team as any player in the NBA is to his team. Chris Paul, ladies and gentlemen. The Yankees drilled four Rays last weekend, and the two teams start a new series in the Bronx tonight. You expect retribution, Holmes?
Is this baseball? Of course I do. Of course I do. Last one, the Clippers at the Sixers tonight. These are Doc's most recent team and his last team. Who yeah. you got?
Yeah, Tony, his current team, the Sixers, they're continuing to flex just a little bit in the East. They need to establish themselves and hold on to that one seed. I got the Sixers.
Sixers, by the way, play on I-95. We're out of time. Try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.